All right, well, guys, let's talk about a case study here real quick. We do this every week, and you know, I was at Kennesaw State University yesterday, and got a chance to speak on a an alumni panel at the business school, and it was great. It was a Q&A thing, and it was an hour of answering questions from students and whatnot, and it just this case study reminds me of that setting, you know, and you had a really good cross section of people in the room of all ages, all backgrounds and whatnot. But the case study, as we talk about it, Shauna, you and I were talking about this off the air a little bit. It's a common question. It's coming up a bunch. And with the cost of college, cost of tuition being so high, it's a big decision. I mean, now what is it? There's more student loan debt than credit card debt in the country. So,
right.
I mean, this is a very relevant conversation. So the case study here, we're talking about, you know, we make these up, but they come out of questions we get.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, this is a normal thing. Is this Fiona? She's 37 years old. She's working as a medical secretary and engaged. Her and her fiance live together. They own a house. She's wanting to go back to school and become an RN, registered nurse. And it's I'll give this detail. We talked about this off the air. It would a little bit more than double her income if she was an RN versus the medical secretary she is now. But it's going to take time to get the education. There's going to be cost in the amount of money she's going to give up. She'll have to go part-time.
Right.
There's going to be the cost of school. What all needs to go into this decision of should I or shouldn't I? Is it a good investment? Do
sure.
I go back and get my education or not?
Sure. Well, you really have to look at it. You know, you have to run the numbers and look at it. So what is it you could possibly make? What is that you're ultimately getting to as far as salary-wise? And then look at what is your break-even? I simply look at it as a math equation that could be somewhat complex. But, you know, if your income's cut for a certain period of time, first of all, where's that money going to come from to make up your income?
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, you know, is slowing your savings and take that into consideration if you're not putting as much in your 401k, et cetera. And then look at, okay, if I'm out of work, working part-time or what have you for 4 years, then you have to look at the cost of college on top of that. Where is that going to come from? If you get loans, then look at what is the interest rates going to be on that. But just net-net, just depending on, you know, she's saying in this example that she may make $65,000.
Right.
So for an example, you know, so if she's missing out on some wages going part-time, the cost of that plus the cost of the expense of college, you know, when she starts making more, how many years is it going to take her to make it up?
Sure.
If you never get to that point, then obviously it's not worth the cost to do so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if it's, you know, a few years or what have you, it's something that's feasible to do and looking at the break even of that, then it would make sense to go ahead and do it.
Yeah. And you hate to say it and not that a college education is great no matter what, but don't you have to somewhat consider the field?
Oh, absolutely.
So, you know, if I go back and get a degree in underwater basket weaving,
right?
You know, how
right.
long will it take me to earn back
right.
that cost? And that has to go into the calculation,
too. Is that a commercially viable degree?
They have degrees
for
everything
now. It depends on what you
now,
like, Troy. I mean, listen, I'm a very gifted weaver.
No, and you can hold your breath for a long time.
I can.
You are
so,
made for this position.
You know, hey.
Yeah.
So, anyway, on that note, but people consider a lot of different things, right? I mean, where does the money come from? So what about – now, I know the answer, but I'm going to ask it. Well, I've got a 401k.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean –
Can I borrow from my 401k?
Sure, but now your money's not growing. You have to pay yourself back with interest, et cetera, so it's really costing you more in that regard. And you could potentially take it out of an IRA. There's no penalty on that if it's for higher education, but now it's not growing for you, and you would still have to pay what the income is or the taxes on it. It's just not penalized with a 10% penalty.
So, and two, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, but just generally with 401k loans, if you terminate employment and you hadn't paid it back, whether it went toward higher education or not, now, to your point, if it's an IRA
right.
and it's higher education, that's one thing.
Right.
But a 401k,
right.
you get a loan, you go into school, and then you say, you know what, this job isn't working out. I want to change jobs to better fit my class schedule. It becomes ordinary income plus a penalty, right?
Yes.
It is ordinary. An early withdrawal.
It would be. Or you can pay it back, but if obviously you don't have the money to do that,
right.
you're borrowing. So,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, absolutely.
So, generally, I know what we tend to say on this conversation, and it normally comes up in the context of kids, is your retirement savings aren't the best place to look for education funding.
Right.
Right? mean, you can borrow money
right.
for your education. You can't borrow money for your retirement.
You can't.
Well, and think about it in an IRA as well. If you were to take it out of the IRA, you can't put it back. The only thing you can do is put back in the contribution. So if you take a larger amount, you are slow to – if you ever get to put it back, you know, if you take a larger sum than you can actually make up, then it's growing tax deferred for you. It's not doing that any longer.
So there's an opportunity cost built in there that you're just not going to catch up with.
Exactly. Yeah. Absolutely, as far as the deferred growth is concerned.
Gotcha. Well, it's a very common conversation and worth discussing. So I tell you what, let's take a break here. And when we come back, we're going to answer your questions. We've got several that got emailed in this week, so we look forward to doing that. So don't touch that dial. You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.